Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to part 14 of Better, a new and Living Way. And in this part, we are talking about true life from God. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. We must not turn away from Jesus. That is important because we must not turn away from Christ after we have first believed in Him. Some people have come into God's light. They have understood God's message. They have started to enjoy the true life that God has given them. They have received the Holy Spirit like other believers. Hallelujah, amen. I am only telling you about something that is very good that we must know about something, and we must be very happy over that, that you shouldn't turn away from Jesus. You must be very happy that that message come to you, that when you have accepted and believed Jesus and you are baptized and you have chosen to be Christian, because of a holy thing you have learned and God has helped you to understand, then you must keep that beautiful relationship untouchable, and you shouldn't let anybody destroy your faith, destroy your relationship with Jesus and God. And this is what all about that. And we fight for our rights, we fight for our gift God has given to us, and we protect it, and we don't let anybody touch it. Hebrews chapter 6, part verse 13, God's promise to Abraham. God made the promise to Abraham many years ago. God used the authority of his own name to show that his promise was true. He did that because there was nobody greater than God himself. His name showed that the promise was very serious. Hallelujah. Amen. Then when God attempted Abraham and could see that Abraham's love to him is so strong, then God also make a promise to him and make his ascendant uncountable. John chapter 8, verse 9 to 24. Then he bent himself down again and he wrote on the ground. When they heard what Jesus said, the people began to go away. They went one by one. The older people went first. After some time, only Jesus remained with the woman. She was still standing there. Jesus stood up. He said to her, "Woman, where are they? Is there nobody still here who wants to punish you?" She said, "There is nobody, sir." So Jesus said, "I also do not want to punish you. Go away now and change the way you live. Do not do wrong things again." Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus spoke to the people again. He said, "I am the light of the world. Those people who become my disciples will never walk in the dark. No, they will have the light that gives life." The Pharisees began to argue with him. They said, "You are saying things about yourself, but there is nobody else to agree that these things are true." Jesus answered, "What I say is true. Even if I do speak about myself, my words are true. I know where I have come from. I also know where I will go. As for you, you do not know where I came from. You do not know where I will go. You judge in the way that people think. I do not judge anyone. But if I did judge anyone, I would decide correctly what is right. This is because I am not alone. The Father has sent me, and He is with me. Your own law says there must be two people to agree that something is true. I speak what is true about myself. The Father who sent me also speaks what is true about me. Then they asked him, "So where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You do not know either me or my Father. If you really knew me, you would also know my Father." Jesus said all these words while he taught in the yard of the temple. He was near the place where they kept the gifts of money. But nobody took hold of him because it was not the right time for that yet. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus says that he comes from above. Jesus said to them again, "I will go away and you will look for me. But even when you die, God will still not have forgiven your sins. You cannot go where I will go." So the Jewish leaders said to each other, "Perhaps he means that he will kill himself." He says, "You cannot go where I will go." Perhaps that is why he says this. Jesus answered, "You belong to the things done here in the world, but I have come from above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. I told you that when you die, God will not have forgiven you." Father, please. "You must believe that I am who I am. If not, you will die and God will certainly not have forgiven you." Hallelujah. Amen. Then it is very important to understand all Jesus' messages. God do not put anybody in temptation, but God tempts sometimes people, his people, to let that person understand himself, understand his faith, understand his respect, understand his trust to people, to God. And when we obey God, then God also watch over us, and God do not put us in temptation over our ability. God tempt us when he knows that we are able to do, and he will that we also learn more about ourselves and our relationship with Father and God. Then do not doubt about anything. And Jesus also has told that he is the light of the world, and that he is from the heaven and from above to make people understand all his actions has a part of Holy Father with himself. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. See you in next part.